Awaken, my masters.
There it is. That's it. That's the one.
Roll call.
That's it. It's not.
Which one are you guys? Where's
we're
Cars?
Not talking
Cars
that.
Is dying of laughter right now.
Awaken, my Shinji's. Shinji, get in the damn robot.
Flashback to the year 2018 where three weebs watched videos. And
video it's already 2018.
Was planets, but then they realized JoJo Part 5 is actually existing at this point. So they were like, ooh, JoJo! And so they did JoJo Part 2.
Wow. That was totally 100% scripted.
I wrote the
You
script.
Can tell in the quality.
Guys, you can tell at if you compare this episode to our first episode, you can see the steady decline that this podcast has gone down.
It peaked at Bo-Bo-Bo. Everyone knows.
Say what?
It really did. Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo.
Say what?
Bo-Bo-Bo.
Get your hearing checked, damn it.
Get up, stand what? Up.
Okay, sorry.
Hey guys.
Welcome back.
You know what this is all about. This is a follow-up to our most popular podcast, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 2, Battle Tendency. This is a good one, boys. Are y'all good?
We just wanted to get the views, that's all.
Guys, we're selling out. Crunchyroll finally gave us a sponsorship.
They didn't. This is a lie. he's lying to you all.
No, I didn't.
He's lying to me.
Why would I lie to you?
I don't know. I have been asleep for a millennia.
Well, you better wake the fuck up because JoJo Part 5 has finally been announced.
Oh, good lord.
Finally is an understatement.
We are all very much excited as per the usual, energy in the room.
I'd like to think we're responsible for spreading awareness.
We did. For the... For part five, we've really pushed Araki towards finally making David Productions hunker down.
Caleb AI, he didn't do shit.
X-Force, never. Come on.
Araki listens to the podcast. We made JoJo jokes for the past all the episodes, and he was like, "You know what? I'm gonna do these boys a solid.
I'm gonna call up David Productions right now.
I'm gonna be like, hey David, fuck you. You're making this now.
Hey David." You know, I like Rohan and everything, but let's throw him out the window.
Love
part
the OVAs.
Part 5, baby.
Don't worry. After part 5, we're going to make more Rohan OVAs. Like, that trade's still chugging along. That thing will never stop.
Rohan will be in part 5.
Guys, there's too much to discover about Rohan. He's such an interesting,
so
deep
much
character.
Depth.
Hold up. Guys. Let me do my finger stretches. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay, thank good you. Radio.
Don't know why you needed to do finger stretches.
I got to type.
A podcast. Ah, I see.
Ah, yes, I see.
What are you typing?
I'll show you.
Yeah, he's physically typing into Discord right now.
I'll read it. If he sends it. Awaken my masters.
Let's get the podcast on the road.
Please. Okay, boys.
We've done nothing thus far.
Yeah, we've screamed about JoJo.
Have we even introduced one another yet?
Hey, guys. This is JoJo. It's me, JoJo.
Hi, okay. I'm JoJo.
Hello, hi. It's me, JoJo.
Hi, I'm not JoJo. I'm GOGO.
GOGO. Okay, boys.
Hi, I'm Wamu.
The man with spinning tornadoes around his feet, going around at the speed of light.
His toeless feet. Fina.
No, don't cross my shadow. I'ma punch you.
The one who doesn't do too much, but still there, just so that they can have three of them. Well, that's Garb.
Hey guys, I'm here. Please don't forget about me.
Don't cry.
I contribute.
Don't cry.
I promise.
And the one standing in the middle, the most important of them all, well, that's me, Chuck. Hey, everyone. It's Chuck.
Wow.
You seem the most normal out of all of our intros. No references, no nothing. Just a simple hello.
Also,
no Bob's Burgers.
On my arm.
Remember when our most listened show was part one?
Remember when we had that many views ever?
Remember when it took us 30 fucking minutes to actually talk about the show?
Hey guys, we're watching JoJo Part 2 Battle Tendency.
Let's get some info.
We're watching it because JoJo's good.
Let's get some JoJo, info on Part 2.
Yeah, so Part 2 was actually written first by Araki. We all know this man. He's beautiful. We love him.
Dude, I love Araki.
From 1987 to 1989, which I think was still being serialized within the Weekly Shonen Jump, which was the biggest. We've talked about them before a lot, actually. They're the biggest producers of. Oop, that was a voice crack. Weekly anime, and it is a big fucking deal if you can get a sequel into Shonen Jump, and here he is. Araki coming back with a vengeance after JoJo Part 1. If you wanted to learn more about JoJo Part 1, go watch the episode. Actually, don't. It's a bad one.
I like that one. What do you mean?
I hate it.
I haven't listened back to it in a very long time.
That's true. Well, who cares? Oh, well, look at you, idiot.
Got him. I don't listen to our podcast.
Yeah, well, this was written by Araki, doing great. After part one, and it builds off of part two quite significantly. This is 50 years after the first JoJo story for the second JoJo story, which actually spans 69 chapters.
Nice.
I see what he did there. That's an odd number.
Joseph would be proud.
What it is. I wasn't trying to be funny. I just wanted to point it out.
It's an odd number.
It is. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, for the anime, which started to air in fall 2012.
Oh, man. And finished, such a long time away. Like,
yeah.
It's a big, massive gap.
That was 6 years ago, my man.
Jeez.
Yep.
And finished airing in 2013 from episodes 10? 10 or 11.
I believe it's 10.
Episode 10 to episode 26, that covers all of JoJo Part 2.
That's 16 episodes, I believe.
Open your ears, yes.
Yeah, okay. You didn't have to be mean about it.
No, it's actually 17 episodes.
Damn, you got me.
Because 9 plus 17 is 26.
I see. Just like 9 plus 10 is 24. Bum, bum,
bum. Pineho loses again.
Though I missed.
Oh, not again. Missed.
So, after we finish with Dio Brando and JoJo, or Jonathan, we now get to Joseph Joestar, a much pluckier, off the hook,
did you say
angry boy.
Pluckier?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Here, let me get you.
I've not heard this word used as
first
like
off, pluck
an
was
adjective.
Used,
it's a verb.
Also, first off, pluck was used in JoJo Part 1 to put on the sword. You don't remember that?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, part two. Oh, well, pluck means spirited and determined courage.
I like that.
Okay. So, anyway, JoJo Part Two covers Joseph Joestar, running around, meeting Nazis and defeating men in stone.
He's just going on all sorts of wacky adventures.
Dude, what a silly man he does. He just goes, time to run.
I'll use my legs.
I have these. And then he punches things. And then also occasionally pulls out a Tommy gun and shoots an entire round into a man and then several grenades. It happened.
Yeah, it's true.
So let's see, what else do we have to talk about? Like we said before, it was produced by David Productions. You know them because they did JoJo. Then they've done, like, you know, other things. They did the Monster Hunter Heroes show recently.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, and that's basically one of the only things of note besides, like, you know, they've done... They're doing the soccer show, the Captain Tsubasa.
Oh, that's reboot cool. One.
Yeah. But other than that, nothing really of note besides JoJo. And that's okay, because JoJo
is kind of all we care about.
Pizza, pasta, delicious. I don't think there's really anything we need to talk about. Let's talk about, like, what... Like, do you have any prior... Well, of course we have prior knowledge, but just tell us your story about what the hecky...
It was the first episode of the podcast, and we all agreed on it.
Yep. Just a refresher, I don't know what exactly we said at the beginning, but I remember that it was, I believe, Chuck telling us to watch JoJo, and I believe Garb watched it first.
Yep.
And then, again, I watched, I believe, part one.
This is subbed. Just a recap episode.
Yeah, just a recap. And I just and then it was on Toonami, obviously, and then I just watched it from there on out dubbed because, hey, I like Toonami. Dub.
What, Pino watching things on Toonami? That never happened.
Never.
Never heard that one before.
My next pick isn't on Toonami. Good news, guys. Pop Team Epic is coming to Toonami. some people like to watch it, like, all in one sitting. I watched it slowly. And for this time around, I watched it in, like, two sittings, and it was the best thing in the world.
I just wanted to watch, like, I was like, I'll watch a couple episodes just to get refreshed on it, because it's been a while. Probably won't have time to watch all of it. I sat through it all in one night.
It's great.
Welcome to JoJo, everyone. We all forgot how good part two was.
Yeah, seriously.
So, we've covered the basics, and we've talked about it before. This goes through JoJo's, I keep saying JoJo, but Joseph Joestar's adventure to defeating the Three Pillar Men, the beings that have been existed for 10,000 years, I think they said.
I believe
so. And they're very spooky and scary.
They're the
and they,
creators
it
of
was
the
over
10, stone masks.
Of the stone masks that created Dio the vampire in part one.
I think Wamuu said that he was around for 12,000, exactly.
Dang, that's a trillion years.
That's a million billion years.
I can't believe he was alive since Jesus.
Hey, it's almost like it's part of the anime manga series.
I can't believe that Wamuu is Jesus.
I can't believe you said Wamuu.
Guys, it's nothing but hot bangers on this podcast.
Anyways, regardless of the way we say Wamuu or Wamuu, vote in the comments, please. Send us an email.
Please send us an email.
This is another, as the title says, this is another bizarre adventure. And as you can tell, we all really enjoyed it.
Oh, boy. It's a good one. So let's just hop right in to the opening and ending. Why not?
Oh, boy. Shake give me some of that info.
So, you've all listened to it. If you're listening to this right now and you haven't watched JoJo or at least heard the opening,
give the opening a shot.
Do it right
at
now.
At least.
Just
like,
stop.
Stop this. I won't even be offended.
Yeah.
Stop it now.
Do yourself a favor.
Go on YouTube, look up Bloody Stream, and your life will change forever.
By Coda.
Yes.
It's
and that's
very
exactly...
Good.
That's exactly what it is, because Bloody Stream is exactly what the opening is, and
Oh my god!
The visuals are so good.
Let's start there. Yeah,
it's so colorful,
colorful psychedelic. It moves and matches the music perfectly.
I like pretty colors.
Hey man, everybody loves pretty colors unless you're colorblind. I'm sorry, but no, it's fantastic. Like every time I watch the opening, usually I'll just listen to it. Anytime I'm watching a JoJo opening, I'm staring at it as long as it's not Chase. But I'm looking, I am seeing new things. I'm just taking in all the glory that is opening two.
You just had to insult Chase. There's no way around it.
I was waiting. Who's gonna insult Chase first or me? So
it's over, Garb. We have the high ground.
So over, you know, as in JoJo Part 1, they have the three... God fucking, I'm trying to talk. Please, just give me like 5 minutes.
Please understand.
Please understand. I just want to talk about JoJo. So in this opening, you have the, like from Part 1, 3D animated characters.
Looks good.
It looks great. It's better. It looks better than Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of manga panels like the Part 1 did, they use, like we said before, colors to really accentuate the contrast between the characters, the background, as well as to set a mood of like it's definitely a more flashier adventure than Part 1. Like, this is like, hey, we know Part 1 was fucking sad as shit and made you depressed. Part 2's freaking wacky. Look at this boy. He has little clackers that he spins around and he's having a good old time.
Clack, look at clack. This look at this blonde boy that looks then, awfully curious.
And then and then they have
Naked Lady. Instead, I'm sorry. I'm just really excited for the opening.
Instead of having 3D animated characters for the Pillarmen, the villains that we've talked about before, they use rough sketches as a mood setter, and I think that's like one of the coolest parts of this opening, because
I always really dig the when
Wabu's do that.
Yeah, his little whirlwind, his tornado. Yeah. What is it called? The
Darude Sandstorm.
Okay, sure, let's just call that then.
It's Divine Sandstorm. And then whenever they're showing silhouettes, it's a, like, you know, solid color, has a little bit of gradient to it, but still has that crazy JoJo feel with all the different colors and whatnot. And
yeah, boy.
Even if you put JoJo Part 1 and JoJo Part 2's openings right next to each other, like, if you put Sonichi no Sadame in Bloody Stream, you're like, these are both JoJo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just the feeling's the same.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
It's just got that oomph to it. Like, that quality, you know?
Yeah,
it's
and
crisp.
Then they
it's
have...
It's quality. It's wonderful.
And actually,
it's,
during...
It's the antithesis of this podcast.
Antithesis, please.
Fuck you.
And during the last part where JoJo and Caesar are flipping around and doing bubbles and shit like that and then screaming, behind them actually says JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 2 Battle... I think it says Battle Tendency? Give me one second.
I believe it's Battle Tendency. The first one is Phantom
it
Blood, right?
No, it is... It is. Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm just saying in the opening itself, it just says JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 2 behind them while they're doing their fancy little 3D dance music number. And I'm like, ooh, that's nice.
Dude,
know.
The part just... where, like, Joseph is screaming.
Oh, my God.
At the end? So oh, good. Yes.
That it's always beautiful. Gets me.
It's so nice. And then it shows the stars. And then there's the redstone of Asia.
The redstone of Asia. Sorry.
Not Asia. Asia.
Asia.
Secret Asian man.
Secret Asian man! Secret
Put it in my
Asian
mask to kill
man.
The vampires.
Sorry. Okay, and you know from JoJo Part 1, we still got the same ending. It's fucking roundabout. It's great. We, there's the...
We all like yes, all right. Oh no.
Guys, Roundabout's great. The ending's great. It's because if you remember, we're going to refer to part one a lot just because it is technically the same show.
Yeah.
Part one took a kind of a ink and wall structure approach to this.
Mm-hmm.
When part two's a lot more 3D with it, showing the mask and having a bunch of extra little flow, and it's just nice. I like the style of ending better from part two than part one.
I feel like both should be played together. I know there's a YouTube out there that stitches them both together, and it's a great trip just watching both endings flow together. I really like it.
Yes.
Visually wise. Yes. I'm glad that it's they pan upwards, right, showing like everyone's characters, but I'm glad that there's more going on in the background, because if I remember correctly, Chuck, your big issue with Durarara was there was like not a lot going on. Mm-hmm. With this one, this is probably a good way to do a whole like pan or slide to an ending.
Because it, while it is still like basically is a pan over this these characters, it like, for example, they have a picture of Speedwagon, but then halfway through, it changes to old Speedwagon, and you're like,
"Yep,
delicious." I love that.
And then, like, the background is once again kind of the ink and wallpaper, but like
tap, carvings. Like stone, yeah,
and but it's like it still like seems just like it's there, but also serves an importance. And then there's also dust flying around,
mm-hmm.
which is like just oof. Fuck me up with that. And then it just shows all the characters and they kind of fade in and they're all important and shit. It's just so good. And then it shows like the three guys with the mask, and then it says Roundabout by John Anderson, Steve Howe, and Yes, and I'm like, oh, this is a good one. And then it ends at the Redstone of Asia. I'm just like, this is fucking tight.
It's almost, I couldn't have said it better.
It's a
myself.
Good OP.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's almost like it's just
it's kind of like this is one of the best anime out there.
Who'd ever
it's
think
almost
about
like
that?
It's a shame that it took so long for part five to get announced.
It's almost a shame that it took this long for an anime, like a good anime, to be released.
This is like what is it like? So 30 years from its original.
Yeah. Dude, so this April 1st, can we do the OVA of part three?
No.
Next year, please.
No. I already have a plan.
Oh, okay.
And it's a normal episode.
Oh.
No.
Got it.
No, it's a funny joke. Because JoJo originally was published in 2007. Who the hell am I? 1987. So right now.
It's like the granddaddy.
This is 31 years. Right now.
It's a lot of JoJo.
That's so much JoJo. And it took them like 25 years to get a decent like anime adaptation. That's just, I gotta sneeze.
I wouldn't call it decent. I'd actually say it's like really, it's up there. Like even though I have some flaws, it's really good.
They reason David Productions got it was because they would do a good job and like
into the
like,
mic.
So beloved that JoJo is so beloved in its home country that like people would be pissed if it got a really bad one.
Well, because they've. Like we've said before, they've had the OVA,
mm-hmm.
like the original. What was that? Fuck. It's not showing it to me.
I believe that was in the 2000s, right? Maybe.
Because there was a it's really weird because there's a Phantom Blood movie that was released in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the OVA that was released back in... Give me a second. I feel like a fool.
No, don't worry. Take your time.
Okay.
Tight boys. Take their time.
What if I don't take my time?
Oh, I just got a letter. We can't use that phrase.
Oh, we can't?
No. Looks like... seems like we... let's just say...
A certain Gerard Joestar said that...
Dude, he's my favorite Joestar.
Dude, Gerard Joestar. Dude, JoJo. And his buddy, Alex Zeppeli.
Gerard syndrome is not real.
Yeah. So, the other OVA I was talking about was a 6-episode OVA covering Stardust Crusaders. That's JoJo Part 3. We'll talk about that in 10 years when JoJo Part 6 is announced. Mm-hmm. And then it has 7 episodes of prequel because it was really weird when it was made. Yeah. So, like, we don't talk about that. So instead, let's talk about...
Those are the dark times.
Yeah, so let's talk about, instead, a better gem jam, JoJo Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Anime. So, delicious.
Yeah, yeah. We got the opening and ending out of the way, right? What's
so
next?
So let's hop right into the presentation. So before anyone memes about it, backgrounds are fantastic, so shut up. They're great.
What was that? Especially in Italy. What'd I like say? The ones in Italy and
Rome.
Oh,
yeah, the ones in Italy. It was pretty good.
And on Lisa Lisa's islands. Those
yeah,
are like,
that's right.
And, then the volcano as well. It's just a little delicious. So this, we've talked about the animation a little bit within the openings, but the anime itself, once again, still 2D, but still has that very distinct Iraqi feel because... Mm-hmm.
All the faces look the same.
Well,
Cars looks exactly like Dio in the face.
Dude, well, you're not wrong. With JoJo, like, you can put together, like, the first drawing of Joseph and the last drawing of Joseph, and they're, like, two completely different people in the manga.
Yeah.
Like, Araki's style is forever changing up to maybe the end of Part 4, and then at that point he has a more solid...
Mm-hmm.
Style. He still shifts it a little bit because obviously when you're drawing the same character 50,000 times, you're going to change something.
Yeah.
There's going to be something you're like, I don't like that one.
And I think that's why Part 4 is like so good, because that's when he really like figured it out.
Just on a tangent, Part 4. Because Part 4 started with kind of the same muscly designs of Part 3 and Part 2 mm-hmm. and Part 1. But then by the end, it went to the much slimmer designs that you see nowadays in, like, Part 5, Part 6, Part 7.
Mm-hmm.
And Part 4 used that slim design for mm-hmm. the entirety of the show. And it just... that's off topic! We gotta talk about...
It's no secret to me. It's no secret that I really, really enjoy the muscly art style rather than the skinny, skinny art style. I don't know. The whole fact that it's they're so big...
You like tire arms?
Yeah, they're great. Like, again, I think we talked about it in the first episode, but I've watched a decent amount of anime, but I've never sat down and watched one where these people are just so big. You know what I mean?
So damn big.
Like, yeah, I missed out on I guess, is that Fist of the North Star? I missed out on all those things.
Fist of the Nose Hair.
Heck, I watch. This explains everything. Ignore me. This is just Bobo to me. Just muscly men with cut
big
corners
hair.
On their head. Yeah, big hair. Okay.
One more ride on. Down the Pillar Man slide.
Awaken my masters.
Awaken my nose hairs.
It's me, King Nosehair. Bring me that redstone, please.
No way! Not until I get another contract.
Fine, I'm going back to the hardware store. Granny, I'm coming.
We joke about like making a JoJo a reference every fucking episode, but
we made a Bobo
even more.
I don't know. We acknowledge the JoJo references. We don't acknowledge the Bobo. We don't acknowledge them at all.
It did just happen, and I apologize for that.
Okay, back on track. Presentation wise, animation.
There's mm-hmm. one specific scene that stuck out to me.
I know which one you're talking about.
No, you don't. It's the one where Von Stroheim is about to blow him. I told you didn't know. It was the one where he's about to blow himself up. There's a really cool shot of Joseph like doing a backflip, and then his like butt like swivels, and it looks. It looks really clean.
Yeah, the one that pops out to me was during the Whammo fight.
Whambo?
I'm building up my homo to kill you both.
I mean, how many detonated vampires do you need to rule over the world?
I'm sorry, what did he say?
How much how much detonated vampires
do you need?
I give up.
So the scene that I, in the Wamuu fight, when JoJo flies through the sky after smashing the shit out of the horse connector piece.
Yeah, that was really good.
And it rotates, and it's still 2D animation, but it looks like it's 3D, and you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
David Productions busted a nut all over this anime.
It
looks good.
So many nuts have been busted.
The scene that that actually sticks with me is the scene at the end of the anime.
The fingers.
No, not the fingers. I was not bringing that up.
Let's not get all clicky clicky.
It's when Cars is shot into space and like he starts freezing up, and then like the next frame is like, oh, he's a 3D frozen astronaut. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fact that you can like mix both 2D and 3D and make it work, phenomenal. Yeah. Like again, props on David.
Good job, David.
Thanks, David.
Shout out to Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave DP. What have I done? Dave, when's that part five coming out? Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Hey.
This is where I would put my part five.
If I had one.
Hey, Dave, you really dropped the ball on the Rohan OVAs. But hey, you know what? Part five's coming out. Don't worry. All right. See you later. See you later, Dave. Bye.
Bye, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming in.
And that was David Productions, everyone. Thank you for coming.
My favorite bit is the small claps.
Okay, small claps for David. So I want to talk about the OST real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Great.
If I remember correctly, we said in Phantom Blood that it was, like, forgettable, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Bad him.
But this one copyrights songs that we all know.
So this one has a lot... Well, because to fit the vibe, it's a lot faster and a lot more energetic, especially, like, you heard a scream.
There's random dubstep.
Oh, yeah. Like, you heard a scream, the Pillar Man theme, which is... just fucking fantastic.
Pinnacle of the soundtrack.
And really, honestly, I hate to say it, but maybe. It's so good. And then,
it's so weird. I love it.
And then, like, Welcome to the World has Owner of a Lonely Heart in the
first,
beginning,
like
the guitar.
Straight
riff,
up.
And you're
I'm
like,
so
oh,
happy for that.
They're the exact same chords.
It's a good. And but then it, like just changes, like, immediately.
Yeah, it turns into its own thing really quickly.
And it's really good.
Mm hmm.
Like, I feel like the soundtrack, at least in this part, is a lot stronger.
It's not until part three where, like, the really memorable, OST songs come in.
But, like, I would akin this to, like, the improvement from part one to part two is shown more than just in the story. Like, you can see it within the animation. You can see it...
within the techniques they use.
With the techniques...
No, I'm serious. Dude. Like, in part one, what do you have? You just have him breathing and saying, like, overdrive, right? And then in this one, you have Joseph.
I have a scarf.
I have these clackers. I have another scarf.
I have more bubbles.
And I have this Tommy gun.
Dude, Caesar Zeppelin used bubble beam.
Dude, it was not effective.
Joseph used shove a fucking bird in a girl's mouth.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Brave bird. It was super effective.
Hey, man, you can't just be showing public displays of affection out in the streets of Italy. That's just
wrong. I hate
wrong.
That.
It no modern me. Woman would fall for this.
So, like, the OST is great. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a slice of my old pie.
Mm-hmm. For me, it really just felt like Street Fighter V for some reason. I picked up that game recently, and for some reason, it just felt very, like, upbeat, techno-y, and at other parts, it was just like... you know, just pretty motivating in a way.
On the other end, there's Pillar Men.
Yeah, on the other end, there's Pillar Men, which is just the equivalent of the Rashid song.
Dude, I love Rashid.
Dude, Rashido. Shout outs to Ian Sinclair, voice actor of Rashid.
Ian Sinclair's a bomb.
Let's just talk about him every episode.
We could. He's important enough.
It's true. I wish he was
a good
anime.
Boy.
Guys, can we get Ian Sinclair to come on the podcast?
If they
he would never come.
Once
he
they dub
never...
no once they
Wait,
dub part four
five.
Can he beat Okuyasu?
Oh my god! Ian Sinclair as
He has to be somebody in there. It'd be great.
No, but it's not a Funimation dub.
Yeah, it's not Funimation.
But he's not strictly Funimation.
That's true. So we'll see. Just mostly does funny.
I mean, Dio is Patrick Zaitz, who is also from Funimation. Wait,
yeah. So let's just zoom. Okay, let's not do that. That's copyright infringement.
Oh, we got a letter from Mr. Vinny Vine Sauce. Mr. Sauce, sorry.
Mr. Sauce, I hate to break it to you,
but
we're bad.
Cease and duck ceased.
I don't know what that means.
Don't worry, I speak duck.
I know, that was a really good duck noise just then.
No, that's my pet duck, Charlie.
Wait.
I'm gonna eat him soon.
Can we add Charlie to the opening?
I'm so sorry.
I mean the opening of the podcast.
Can you get Charlie back on the mic?
He's a little mic shy.
He's shy.
Isn't he a little sheepish?
No. Let's just say he's lost his head. Delicious.
Okay, so we've talked about the plot. If there's any like little specific parts that you want to talk about, we can touch on that now, I guess.
Nah, I don't have anything specific.
Would it really be all that bad if I took a peek? Oh! Got to love Lisa in this anime. She's animated greatly.
Nice!
The cats even, like there's one cat in the scene.
Oh yeah, the cat where it gets kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Love that scene.
The food looks
delicious.
This
is the beginning. This episode is the beginning. Like, Sub is the beginning of the English in JoJo.
Oh, again, yeah.
You both watched it subbed, right?
Yeah.
No, I watched it dubbed.
Thank God, I watched it dubbed as well. But I did watch one episode subbed.
I've watched it three times subbed. I was like, might as well do one time dub, right?
The sub isn't on Crunchyroll. Isn't on Crunchyroll.
It might be. No, it's not.
Some episodes are still on demand on Verizon, so caught it that way.
Verizon?
Yeah.
He uses Fios.
I have Fios. Hey, Verizon, please don't sponsor us.
What the fuck is that?
Verizon, you could sponsor us. I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, yeah, okay, sure.
I'm not okay with that.
We're getting money, right?
money. Awaken my phone bill. Okay, I'm sorry.
Comes up with the best jokes.
I'm not going to say anything anymore. I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay, guys, it's two people on the podcast now. Hello, it's me, Chuck.
Okay, it's one person.
Hey, guys, it's me, Chuck.
It is I, Wamu.
And it is I.
Wait a second, you aren't Cars or ECDC.
Vroom, vroom! What is this metal beast you have in front of me? It's a car. That's car.
But that's not... You mean Cars?
Yeah, that's look at these cars.
It's plural. There's two now.
Cars. Wamu's at a dealership. He's like, look at these cars, and he's like, what do you mean? These are metal.
While paying for his cars, he on the radio comes a song. He's like, who sings this? He's like, oh, it's AC/DC. What? Master AC/DC?
Master AC/DC never sung like this. He would never stoop so low to make the screamy music.
I'd like to watch that sitcom. About Wamu? I'm so sorry. It's my fault. We're off track.
Yeah, but there's nothing like story's great. A bunch of battles are great, like because this also shows the escalation of the powers between like how much Hamon has developed since Jonathan, because at this point Lisa can just destroy a fucking vampire in like a touch.
Yeah.
Like that's wild.
The Hamon was way more interesting this time around.
Very much so.
Well, good thing you liked it, because you're never going to see that ever again.
And that makes me angry.
That's a good point.
I think that I touched upon this on the first one, but I think that it was they did all they could with it because there's not much versatility with Haman versus Stans. No. Like, there's so many more interesting fights, stories that can be told with Stans versus Haman.
What if I can't read?
It doesn't matter.
I can't read stories, though.
But you can hear them. You're listening to one now. You're not using your eyes.
I'm deaf.
To...
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Fucker.
Wow.
I'm excuse me, I'm using the vibrations of the earth, using the wind to tell what you're saying, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm gonna somehow sneak Charlie into your mouth so that you can eat those words. There it goes. I wanted to send it to Guard, but I guess that works out too.
I can't believe you shoved a duck up my mouth.
I'm sorry.
Chuck, am I allowed to say vor on the podcast? Is that permitted?
I didn't vor him though, I spit him out. It's okay. Guys, this is an official PSA from the Three Weebros and the Funky Anime Podcast. We do not endorse vor. Sellouts, but we won't sell out to vor. That is my promise to you as your president of these fapping United States of America. Vor is not allowed!
United Fappers of America.
I'm leaving.
You can't jump over that border wall again, Pino.
I'm gone.
You're already stuck here.
I'm gone. Goodbye.
Chuck's so passionate.
Goodbye.
Guys, I love Chuck.
Adios.
Even though we have... adios. Do you want to just
My throat hurts from laughing.
That's good. Let's talk about some characters, shall we?
Sure, let's go ahead.
So, the first... part, a lot of characters have their names ripped straight from bands or artists, and it is,
as mentioned previously, with Cars and AC/DC
and Wamu,
and Santana,
Whammo.
Dude, I love George Michael.
Beck was there.
They call him like Santa Maria.
No, San Viento.
Sure, but his name is Santana.
No, it's Sandiento, and I'm angry.
No, it's Santana. Santana. How the fuck do you say it?
Carlos Santana?
Yeah.
You don't know how to say Santana?
But you can't say Sandiento?
No, that's not English or Japanese.
I call him Sandiento because... duh.
You're a fool. Santana's a band. A really good band.
Isn't Santana the Hispanic one that plays the guitar?
Yeah. You should have known.
I know. But I'm calling him San Viento because I don't want to get sued.
Good job.
Thanks.
You guys are the worst.
Are we talking about Santana right now?
Fucking idea.
No, we're talking about JoJo. As you know before, JoJo is a Beatles reference. We got Caesar, Zeppeli.
Hey, I wanted Zeppelin. To talk. Okay.
Go for it. Go with Joseph first. Go Joseph with Stinky McDinky.
You know, grandson of our boy Jonathan, and son of George, who we'll never ever see ever.
And grandfather of Jotaro.
Stinky McPinky.
And that's then later.
Other grandfather.
And the father, father of Josuke.
Yeah.
Father of Josuke.
That's right.
And then that's
spoilers.
It.
And father of that weird little growth he had in that one part.
Oh, yeah.
Father of the invisible baby.
Oh, yeah.
That we never see again.
Mm. Don't worry,
I'm
part
so
nine.
Mad.
We don't see Santana again. I need to talk about him.
We're talking about Joseph.
Fine, I'll wait.
You were talking about Joseph, and you're like, stop. We must discuss. Joseph!
We have to notify the Joestars.
Stop. Wait, there's a Santana here. No, we must notify the Joestars.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. We must notify Lisa.
Tell Granny Arena about the Joestars.
Your mother is Lisa. Lisa, get out of the way.
I miss
Mochi. We must tell the sun. Okay, Joseph's Joestars great, by Joseph's the way. Great.
We have Caesar.
No, wait. I just want to say, Joseph is a fucking trillion times better than Jonathan. I just love Joseph so much more.
Without a doubt, he's a trillion times better.
He's beautiful.
Then again, a trillion times zero is, like, still okay, zero.
Well, maybe
so
you can
like...
eat it. Thank you.
Dude, I love Weird Al. Yeah. Why isn't he in this show?
Why is he in this show?
Eat it. I'll use my stand, Weird Al.
It's just like a gross amalgamation of like every other stand, but it just doesn't work at all.
It's an accordion.
It's just garbage.
It's just an accordion.
I play polka.
I want part 9 to have to be focused around someone whose stand is Weird Al.
Can we just have Weird Al voice act Weird Al?
Please.
Yes, please. Try attempt Araki, a Japanese accent.
Araki, part 9. Weird Al Joestar. That's a weird departure from the naming conventions, but I guess that's what we're going to go with.
It's fine.
It's Jalbert Joestar.
I was going to go with Weird Joe, but...
Jalbert. He's a weird guy. We just call him Weird Joe sometimes.
I'm not really related to them.
I married into the family.
And they call me JoJo for some reason.
Yeah, so Joseph's just a tricky little boy, and he goes clack-clack sometimes, and then also gets his arm cut off.
He'll guess your next words. I guarantee it.
He's really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Your next words will be, let's talk about Caesar.
Let's talk about Caesar.
Caesar Zeppeli's the grandson of Zeppeli 1.
As we all know.
Of Robert Plant.
Yeah. Who's...
No, Tom Petty's not best girl. He just showed up for one scene.
Dude, first off, his name is Tom Petty, not Tom Petty.
Oh, no, I said Tom. I said Tom. Don't worry.
No, you
play
said
it back.
Ton,
play it back. Tons. Play it back.
I won't.
I will.
We won't. No, you won't.
Play it back. I'll say it again. Tom Petty.
I'll fire you.
1 hour.
I'll fire you.
You can't fire me.
Yeah, I can.
You can't fire me. I don't even work here.
Wait,
I'm just moral support.
I've been doing this for years.
Okay,
Caesar's great.
I miss
He's
him.
Bubble Boy.
He makes me cry.
He died.
He
oh
makes
my god.
Us cry.
Oh, so this is my fourth time watching JoJo Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
I've read it, I think, twice at this point. Every fucking time I cry.
It's very
Caesar dies.
It's not even apparently. According to Chuck, he said it's not even the death.
For me, like it's not the death because I know the death's gonna happen.
Yeah,
but they just executed it really well.
But then when Joseph and Lisa go in, and Joseph's like I'm not gonna call out Caesar's name because I was afraid that there wouldn't be an answer, and then like Lisa trying to be composed, but then having her cigarette backwards,
mm-hmm.
and then they just break down.
Right,
and my soul. Every fucking time it's like, oh, I guess it's time to cry now.
It's too real.
It's not raining, is it? I think it hits me the most after. It's after the fact, and then the blood trickles out, and I'm just like, oh, they were right there. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh,
it
God,
really gets you.
It feels bad, man.
I do remember the first time watching this and being very crushed. I don't know if you guys recall, but I
crushed.
Anyways, I was very much distraught after that, the first watch. But this time, my sister was like behind me. I was like, I can't cry. She would make fun of me.
I have to look like a man in front of her.
And she's like, just cry already.
Yeah, so...
Bitch, baby.
He does bubbles. He's soap, man. He's always clean.
God, his English dub is so bad, but I love it.
I love it so much. It's so bad.
Let me give you a kiss.
How could any modern woman fall for that?
Now I shall unlock the spell of my hormone. Chew. All right, let's talk about someone else now.
Okay, let's tap on Lisa real quick.
No, she is a mother. Do not tap her.
I didn't mean that in that way. Lisa Lisa is actually a reference to Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam, which is a band, which was like a freestyle music group from the 1980s.
I'm not familiar with them.
I am also not familiar with them. They probably have a one-hit wonder or something.
Head to Toe was really good, apparently.
Dude, Hands, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes.
I hate you so fucking much.
Sorry. But I'll be serious from now on. Lisa Lisa's character is great. I'm glad Hamon keeps people young. I like the mystery that shrouds her. It's great.
Like that scarf she has.
Yes, which is made out of insect bugs. That apparently conduct Hamon very well.
Yes.
Shoutouts to Hamon.
Shoutouts to Hamon.
Shoutouts to anyone who says Hammond. I will murder you in your sleep.
I love the mental image.
Didn't I think it was like Harmon or something?
Dude, what
was
it? Matt Harmon. Shoutouts to all the shows.
Shoutouts to literally everything that isn't JoJo, because that's what we're talking about.
Good.
Okay, let's talk about Von Stroheim.
He's probably the most likable Nazi.
Yes. I'm glad that the dub avoids to call him a Nazi. They're like, he's a German soldier. No, he's a Nazi. Yeah.
No, I can't believe it. He's a Nazi.
Well, in some countries, like, that is a really touchy subject. Oh, yeah, very much so. They probably had to.
Understandable.
And I don't think there was, like, a single swastika or anything.
No, there was not.
The thing that's a little... I wanted to touch upon this a little bit. His introduction makes him out to be such a really horrible human being. Do you remember where he...
Oh, yeah, he's getting shaved. He's getting shaved.
Lick my face, woman!
Be gentle. And then I'm like, haha, now that you licked my face and probably contracted some illness, now I'm going to cut off your tongue.
And I'm like, ooh.
But his sense of resolve kind of turns things around, and his very, like, flamboyant yet funny, like, dedication to Le Führer... I can't believe I said that.
You had to like wash your tongue out real quick.
Excuse me.
Yeah. They executed it well is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rocky and David Productions.
Mm-hmm. Like JoJo said it best. He's like, I don't know if I should feel good about seeing him again. He's a Nazi.
But I'm kind of happy.
But I'm a little happy.
Yeah. And he's actually a reference to Erich von Stroheim, who was actually an Austrian actor.
Mm.
He was in a lot of movies in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s.
Interesting. Now, that's a little far back. It's a little more back than I assumed.
Yeah, it's just a little stretch boy.
Hey, man, I love me some references.
Yes. What else did we got? We had...
we could talk about the Pillarman, I guess, or...
I want to talk about, like, one character
more. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure, go ahead.
Speedwagon. He's the best.
The boy.
He's returned. He's much older and has a scar now.
He doesn't have his blady spinny hat with knives in it. He settled for a fedora.
He had to put it down because, it's because he's fucking a trillion bajillionaire.
Right. He's a calm, reserved man now. His fighting days are behind him.
And like that, my best grill pick from last time unfolds itself as I am now the owner of an entire industry and a trillion bajillion dollars.
Just married into him.
I married into him.
You're
for
evil.
His good looks.
Maybe you'll finally answer what happened to San Viento.
Who's that?
I'm Santana. Sorry, Santana.
San Viento!
It's just so funny when they say it in that accent in the English dub.
Look at him go, San Viento is crawling.
Sorry, I really wanted to do a good one, but I did a bad one.
It's okay.
And he's great. And then also Suzy Q, we talked about a little bit before.
Her Italian accent makes me cringe every time. But it's adorable. Beautiful.
It's great. It's adorable. And then she's actually a reference, could either be Suzy Q, which was covered by Creedence Clearwater Revival, or Suzy Quattro, the artist. We don't really know.
I'm pretty sure it's CCR.
Yeah, I would assume so, but
pretty
like
sure
you never
know,
right?
Pretty sure it's my cousin
Susie. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Dude, your cousin Susie?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Susie.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Susie Pino.
And then let's just go to the villains!
This is the part where you guys can awaken, I guess.
G- good sound effects.
Thank you. So San Viento, we've talked about him. He was weak. He got sprayed with water.
I don't understand San Viento. He's the other infant that they took back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he's just like, oh, he's a man now, but he still doesn't know anything. I didn't understand that. I mean, like, it was a good introduction, but
I don't either.
Yeah. At least he gave me a good laugh.
He's a funny man.
He made me go, hoo-hoo.
A silly monkey man.
Tricks are for kids.
But let's talk about the more important pillar men.
Let's talk about AC/DC, the least...
the least of these three.
Important.
I barely even remember him.
AC/DC had the cool little, like he had short hair, he had a little like, turban on.
Hat.
And, like, his hair, yeah, oh my god, when he cried, when he lost it, like, I just felt exactly like JoJo. He's like, what?
And then he was on fire.
Mm-hmm. And then he became a brain.
And then he went, and then he sent a stone.
Yep. His importance, other than having the other ring inside Joseph's neck, I mean, yeah. Other than that, like, there was...
And even then, that wasn't even that, like...
He's like, oh, Wamu did this? I did this.
Wamu did this? Dude, I would love to join in. Be married to me. Thank you.
Goodness. I mean, like, he served for a good fight. He had the weird toes, but other than that...
Ugh, those toes.
I mean, like, we could, like, I joke
about toes, but...
Yeah, that one's a little weird. Just tentacles.
Well, like, his only real thing is to get the Stone of Asia out of their hands.
Yeah.
And get them off the island. That was really the only reason why he even existed.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not as compelling as the others.
No. Let's just go Wamu. Why not?
Oh, Wamu. What a good boy.
What an honorable boy.
That fight was...
It's very good.
Wamu was also, too pure, and that makes
him
weak.
His reference is literally Wham, and that's a fucking... Bomb.
Badoom by Asia Stone. Badoom by Asia Stone. Asia Stone.
Are you going to continue?
I got to get the stone into the mask.
Yeah.
So that my MasterCards will get his hair back.
This is the shit I have to put up with.
Out of under that turban. I can't go on.
Can you, though?
No.
Are you sure? Try it one more time. And it'll be great next time you try.
No, because Cars doesn't shoot any guns. I was going to say, because he goes a bang, bang, bang to my feet, do the same. But I couldn't think of a lyric to go with that. I'm sorry. The first two were all right.
That's funny. But yeah, Wamu was great. He's like the third, like, ranked at least. So he's like a little stinky boy.
Yeah.
AC/DC's number two, but then he's like just great.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's honorable. He's a fighting warrior spirit man.
And correct me if I'm wrong. He's the second baby that came with. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just needed a clarification because, like, I did see AC/DC's hair, but I was like, really? Is he really like his buddy? And, like, just like, let me help you out. And he's like, sure. No. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Wamu's great. Anytime he's on screen, he always does, like, something that makes him stand out. Like when Kars accidentally walks behind a shadow and he's like, oh, I gotta kick him. And then I was like, dude, what's going on? Like, this boy's got something. But I really thought it was great. And again, I think I said it a little bit ago. It was a quote. It was like, Wamu's too pure for his own good. I think that's what he said in the dub. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it is very much so, like, the fact that Joseph was able to trick him into, like, giving him 30 more days. He's like, oh, I guess I should fight you at your maximum, like, I guess. And he just gave him, like, a little freebie.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like Wamu. I like him the best out of, like, all the villains, but I think Kars is a better villain.
Yeah, Totally.
Yeah, because he's super evil.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man. I kind of like Wamu because he's...
Like, I really like him, though.
He's different than a lot.
Yeah.
He's likable in his own way, which there's too many times where someone will just be evil and unlikable.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wamu fits like that kind of rival-esque villain, while Kars is just absolute evil.
Yes. So, like, in comparison, Wamu's like Sharon from Pokemon Black and White, while Kars is
Gary.
Gary.
Hey, nerd, I'm taking a stone.
See ya, Gramps.
See ya, Joe Stars.
See ya, Lisa. Ugh.
Sure, I'll fight you fair and square, Lisa. Oops, you tripped.
I slipped.
Whoopsie.
Whoops. Toasty.
Tostinos.
Pizza rolls.
Toastinos.
Let's talk about Kars now that we're on the subject.
His reference is the Kars. I love the Kars.
Dude, Kars are great.
It's literally just a band.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kars has nice flowing hair, which I was not aware of the first time I watched, because he always had that like head wrapping around him. I was like, okay, he's probably got like cool like spiky hair. No, he's got luscious flowing hair from L'Oreal.
Dude, I can't believe that Kars got a sponsorship from L'Oreal.
I can't believe either, dude. Especially, do you remember that part where he like awakens, like he actually gets the mask and his hair's just flowing everywhere?
Yeah, L'Oreal helped him with that.
Yeah,
L'Oreal actually set up all the fans for that scene.
Guys, you're maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's Kars.
That's good. I liked
it. It wasn't good at all. I'm glad you liked it, though.
It was really bad.
Hey,
Kars is great, though.
Mm-hmm. He certainly is the most menacing, I feel. Like, I mean, I know Dio becomes even more menacing later on, but like the fact that this boy was at a moment immortal and unbeatable kind of like really just escalate things a lot higher, and just seeing him like succeed, especially like to the certain extents that he'll go to, like he'll go back on his word, he'll just jump out of a spiky field and land on the mask, all these things, it's truly just a thing, you know. I lost my train of thought there.
It's a thing. Yes.
Yeah, he's a thing. All right. Anyone else?
Yeah, he's way like, well, cuz like this, he's the creator of the stone mask. And that literally is the reason why parts 1, 2, and 3 even exist.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So like Stinky, why the hell is he even doing this? Why he's just the most important character in all of JoJo, even more so than JoJo himself.
Yeah, it's their fault that they have to do JoJo.
Yeah, Kars is the only reason why JoJo even exists.
Yeah, because Joseph wouldn't have met Suzy Q. Or wait, well, Dio actually, wouldn't have got even
the mask.
Yeah, Dio wouldn't have gotten
the mask. Dio would have just killed the Joestars like that.
So we might still have had Joseph's dad, but we may not.
No, we still would have had Dio, because Dio's dad saved him at the beginning of episode 1. Dio might have gotten away with a lot of things, I believe.
That could be its own video. This could go into a whole
thing. Hey, guys, welcome to the new video. What happened if the stone mask ate Dio instead of making him a vampire?
JoJo would be no more. Oh, God, not again. Public service announcement. We do not condone the use of Vore. Carry on.
I'm glad we had to make that statement twice this episode.
Of course.
It's worthy of it.
It's never come up in any other episode.
I blame Charlie.
I'm sure it has. We just can't, like, control F for it, you know?
I blame Charlie.
Hey, all you need to press is Alt F4.
Hey, I'll do that.
There he goes.
I would actually hate you if Audacity closed.
I would be very upset.
I am not upset.
Are you upset?
I am very upset. Pino. Pino, I can hear the TV behind you. I know you're not gone.
Okay, fine.
Nice try, bud.
Nice try, idiot. Is there any other characters that we really want to talk about before we just leave?
No, there are, everyone else is kind of minor. I mean, we do have returning characters like Straightso from part 1.
Yeah, but he dies pretty early on.
Yeah, we have Smokey, who just is there.
Smokey yells sometimes.
Yeah.
He's our racial diversity quota character.
He's cool. I like Smokey. I like Smokey's character. I just wish he did more.
I do. Yeah, I wish he...
Yeah, like, there's not enough of him.
He's like... Because, like, the show starts with him, like, narrating a lot of these things. He's like...
Yeah, I thought that he was going to be...
USA. Yeah.
They really set him up to be, like, a much more, like, interesting character, but they don't really talk about him much, and we don't really learn much about him.
Where in the world is San Viento? Sorry.
Like, why couldn't Santana. They have, like, taught him to use Haman? Like, why couldn't
Dude,
he...
Dude, where in the world is...
San Tanto.
Pina. San Tanto.
Nintendo. I'm gonna leave.
Bye. To leave.
Why would you leave when we have welcome to the 20th edition of
Who's
the Best
Brother Part
of the Podcast? Shut up! The part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for the best girl of the episode and duke it out for the title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, once again, never change, never will. I hate them all. A pint of them myself.
Hi, it's me.
Who are you each advocating for?
Garb, you go first.
No, you, Chuck, go first.
No, Pino, you go first.
No, Pino, you go first. All right, I'll go. If I choose your best girl, you better not scream.
I'm going to scream anyway.
All right. Well, I chose the one, the only. You know him. I know him. Everybody knows him. Take a look at my man over there. Isn't he the greatest?
He's still deciding.
The song know? Ended.
We should have written these down before because I forgot who I
You said you wanted Wamu.
Oh, I want Wamu then.
All right. Garb chose Wamu. Now it makes it easier on me. I choose Stroheim. No, I choose Suzy Q, never mind.
Okay, I pick Joseph Joestar.
Oh, interesting. All right, Garb, since you somehow ended up going first, why don't you start?
Listen, yeah? You know that one guy from Guardians of the Galaxy that everyone's like, oh, haha, he's funny?
There's a couple of those.
Groot. No, not the raccoon. The Groot. Guy who...
Groot!
No, the Groot. Other one.
Is it the one who can't catch metaphors Groot. Flying above his head?
Yes, that's the one.
Groot? What's his name?
That guy.
His name is Groot, Groot right? No, it's Groot.
It's Groot.
He is Groot. Like, Groot. I am Groot, right?
No, that's his I am name. Groot.
I'm Groot.
I hate. I just hate.
I'm trying, to, I'm trying to remember his name, actually. What is
He's
it?
He's the big beefy man.
Just call him by his actor name, Dave Bautista.
We'll just call him Beef Boy.
Dave.
Isn't his name Dave?
Dude, Dave Bautista, he's behind David Productions.
We figured
Bautista.
It out, guys.
Bautista. I like yeah, it's Dave Bautista.
He's a good boy. Dude, Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's. Shut up. Shut up, I don't accept
Why did
that.
That make you laugh?
I don't accept it. Nothing goes
about
over
your
my
bullshit
head.
Character.
Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy guy, everyone goes, oh, look at the funny man.
Drax.
He doesn't... Drax. His name is Drax. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's
Everyone laughs at him. They're like, oh, he's the funny man. They think like, oh, what's he... He doesn't get the joke. You know? Whammy's the same way. You know? He's just real serious about what he does.
Wait.
I don't
wait,
think
that,
you watch the same
that,
anime.
Is that
They're the
your
same
argument?
Character. Yeah.
No.
No, I don't
Not
agree.
Even close.
Carb, you're wrong. You know what? Wamu's still best
Garb,
girl. You're
home.
Not. At least know your partner before you start talking.
This is the second hardest I've laughed. Best girl.
And there's many more to come.
Wamu's real good, but
like
you're
him.
Real bad.
I wow. wouldn't want someone who lived forever.
Yeah,
and or
yeah, I, yeah.
He doesn't though.
He
gets killed.
Me.
It's fine.
No, he scares me.
Plus, yeah, what if he accidentally like has a nightmare and then just his divine sandstorm and kills you?
But also, what if he just brings you to all the Darude concerts in your area and just
That's
wants
fine.
To play Sandstorm over
That's,
and over again?
I love that song.
The only cool part about him is that he can go outside, but you won't be able to see him.
That's fine.
That's true.
I don't go outside.
He might be talking with other pillar men out there and just leaving
That's
you
fine.
Alone.
There's friends. Yeah. I'm not going to take him away from his friends.
Hey, honey, I got to go. I got to kill the Joestars.
Take your time.
Sorry, I gave you an old lady voice.
I don't know. Wama's just too serious.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. He's too pure.
I'm fine with that.
I wouldn't best grill a pure boy.
I would not tap that.
I'm fine with that.
All right, I guess I'm going next. I chose Suzy Q, even though... Well, I chose Suzy Q because she was adorable, you know? She was just there. She's Italian, you know? I like
She's
Mario.
She's in three episodes.
I like Super Mario, Super Luigi. They probably know each other, you know?
They're from New York!
Nah.
Mario's from New York!
They're paisanos! Why do you think I keep saying Gomenesa Italiano? They're paisanos! Anyways, Suzy Q, for those of you who haven't watched part 3 or 4 yet, she's been done wrong, and I wouldn't do that.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't do that to her. I'd be there.
Would you do that to her though?
When
you know I had to do it.
I hate you. She helps
you
Lisa.
Set me
Lisa,
wide
she's a maid.
Open.
She survived a Pillar Man being inside her. You know, she's got some guts. She's strong.
Yep, she's angry.
She gets possessed by a brain man.
Hey, I'm forgetful too. Who are you?
Dude, she got possessed by the monkey man from Star Fox.
Yeah.
Who turns into a brain?
Andross.
Yeah, Andross. Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are wrong.
I don't want Andross as my best grill. Would you want yours? No, thank you.
No, AC/DC's already gone. She's no longer Andross.
She was Andross at a time. Once Andross is in you, you can't get him out.
It's true, and Wamu was once just a little baby, and now he's a big man. That's
only I have the brains to rule Lylat.
You're looking more like your Pillar Man yourself, Fox.
You're becoming more like your father.
Personally, I prefer the stab.
Hands off my Asia Stone.
Why did this become Star Fox quote hour?
Cars, help!
You got a Pillar Man on your tail.
Use the brake.
Cocky little freak! I gotta stop. I'm sorry.
Dude, the part where Joseph's flying the plane, Star Fox.
The part.
That's why I said you got a Pillar Man on your tail. It's Cart.
The part where Speedwagon says he looks just like his father but doesn't look like him really hits home.
You're becoming more like your father.
The part where I still don't know what happened to San Viento gets me every time.
Guys, Suzy Q is not the best grill.
Get out.
Who is the best grill? Though? Fox McCloud is the best.
Guys,
he's looking more like his
Lombardi.
Guys, Falco Lombardi, he prefers the air, and I do too. Best grill.
Chuck, could you please talk about yours?
Yeah, Joseph Joestar is my best grill. I didn't know he was my best grill till literally a minute ago, but that's okay, because he's a beautiful man. I love that man. He has one mechanical arm, so he can shoot it like a laser beam.
He can do the wiggly things when he's angry.
Yeah, but listen, I love him as much as the next guy. But the thing is, as soon as there's any sort of responsibility involved, he's going to run away.
Don't worry, I can run faster.
Run away?
I can run faster and stop you! It's okay, it'll give me exercise. We can run together.
Since we're strictly talking about young Joseph, I feel like it'd be a little annoying. Like if you're say you're on a date, right? And like you're at like, I don't know, Chick-fil-A or something for some reason. He took you to Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Right. And so like you're thinking about what to get and he's like, your next words are, you don't want any pickles. I don't want any pickles. Like I think that'd get a little old, you know?
Then the only thing I would have to do is I wouldn't have to say anything. Then Joseph could say everything.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I guess.
Easy relationship.
I guess.
Also, you don't have to explain anything to him. He already knows.
And he's also a big muscle man.
But you'll never beat him in chess.
He can carry you.
Yeah, he'll carry me everywhere.
You'll never win against him. You'll never win.
That's okay. Fun. I never win anyway. Me too.
Oh. Well, I guess I can't really say
guess
anything.
Guess what? Guess what, though?
Hmm?
I'm as tall as Joseph, so it's okay.
Oh, I see.
Is Joseph really that tall?
Really?
He's 6'5".
Oh. Dang, son. And I didn't realize.
And I weigh just a little bit more than him.
Wow.
You could vor him.
Public service announcement. This is the third one.
Welcome to the vor episode, you guys.
Our sponsors for the Best Grill department do not appreciate vor and do not condone it as well. This is your second strike. That's second,
my third.
No, it's your second strike. Three strikes, you're out. Enjoy the show.
Anyway, I just really like Joseph. Also, he does have a stand later, so suck it, everyone else.
It's true.
But if you think we're all wrong and idiots, where can they send their emails to?
Well, you can send it much like Sid
this
sent to us.
Yo.
Yeah, Sid. He actually sent us an email at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Guys, be more like Sid.
Guys, be Sid.
Guys, be Sid.
Be more like Sid and Andy from Google.
Dude, what did Sid say? I already know what Andy said. He keeps telling us that every week.
Sid, God, Andy just loves us too much. So let's just read it, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. I don't have it pulled up because I'm stupid.
I have it up. Don't worry. I'm going to burp first. Okay. Hello, insert host names here. As the title in my... And okay, let's restart that.
Was that copying the message too?
You know that you can. Yeah. You can. He says enter host name. You. No. Never mind.
It's because like he doesn't know who's hosting the one we're reading.
He put that so you didn't.
No. The subject line is new fan from Idle Hell. Hello, insert host names here. As a title in my disregard for your names, Chuck, it's somebody I think may suggest I'm a new fan of Fat.
I guess Chuck is the favorite out of all of us.
I was coming to web for podcasts that were covering the Love Live in some form. The Love Live, by the way, not Love Live. The Love Live
the
in some
Love
form
Live.
Or fashion. When I stumbled upon Fab. To my surprise, you folks were legitimately
funny. This is why
we
named it that.
Which is a nice change from 80% of anime podcasts. My friend said, like, I love you. You're wrong. We're not funny. So I thought I'd check out some of their other episodes. So far, I've only experienced. I would like to say that having an experience on this podcast is what you would do, right?
Yeah, I mean, us three already have an experience every week.
Yeah.
This is like a psychedelic trip, if anything.
Yeah, really. Guys, no four. Thank you.
My name is Garp, by the way.
Hey, I'm Pino. I'm just here. I'm moral support, so I guess.
He's seen four episodes, Dragon Ball Z Kai, One Piece, Love Live, and Love Live Sunshine, but I will absolutely go back and listen to the rest despite not knowing jack shit about whatever Bobobo is.
Yeah! That's my favorite part.
I love that part, thank you.
Keep
Give it,
it
a
sleazy,
try.
Your boy Sid, and then P.S., cover the Love Live films, your weebs. We will!
We have to have a Love Live month.
We've already exhausted most of our Love Live. I can't just...
What do you mean? You can never
shoot.
Have enough of Yohane.
No, I know we can't, but, like, we're gonna run out of Love Live, and I can't deal with that emotionally.
We can have
whenever
Love
Live
month,
3
though.
Is announced, we'll do it. Just like 4 or 5.
They're starting.
And then he also sent a picture of all his figurines, which is, like, very impressive. Oh. He has, like, so many. He has, like, you. He has the original 3 in there.
Yo,
outfits.
He has Garp? Get it? It's a funny.
And then Johan's dabbing.
Oh,
I love it.
Fantastic.
Is she really?
Well, there's like a Johan, like, basically dab.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then
I
Rin and her little, well, like a bunch of them, but like these are just some of them.
Fantastic.
And then Rin and her little, her dress.
Fantastic, fantastic. This
I
man
remember
has great
I
taste.
Only looked at the Nikos, and then.
You have to appreciate all the Love Life girls, my
no.
friend.
It's just
yeah,
Nico.
So,
that
thanks,
no was
Sid.
So sincere. I'm going to accept your answer.
Guys. Be like Sid. Thanks, Sid.
Thanks, Sid. We love you.
You'll forever be enshrined
as
into
the first. Okay, sorry, the second. Andy from Google, you're always in our heart.
Thanks, Andy. And, so if you want to be like Sid, have your music, not music, oof. Why? You can send us music, though.
That's fine.
If you want to email us at
funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be right on the air. Well, we're not really on the air, just like during an episode. We don't really do this live. Okay.
We're not live?
Dude, I'm dead.
Can we go into the miscellaneous? Because I'm actually serious about the where, like, I'm serious about my question I had before.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. We killed all the pillar men. I know they put San Viento down in the Speedwagon Foundation's little UV light room. Did they ever kill him after?
I would hope so.
I would hope so as well, because that's just something that always bothered me from my first watch through. Well, like, maybe I missed it.
I think he's just still under UV lights.
He's probably just like being observed still, you know?
Yeah, I guess, but...
And then also, I would just assume that like if they're just like, we're done, they can shoot him with a super beam.
It's true. I mean, like, he's not invincible like Cars was.
He's not a car.
Yeah, he's not a...
He's just a man.
He's not a Tesla.
Dude, powered by light, that would be a real
thing. He's not a Volkswagen. Oh, no, is that Das Auto?
No, it's BMW.
Dang it.
What the fuck is this podcast?
German engineering is the best engineering in the world!
I was wondering when one of us would say that, and I was afraid it was going to be me, but it was not.
Yeah, just be lucky you didn't pick the Nazi as your best grill.
You're right.
And miscellaneous, I do want to talk about the dub a little bit.
Dub's yeah, sure. Good. Dub's great. It's, yo, Joseph is missed number one from Kids Next Door.
Yeah.
Something really bothers me. Funny. Like Zelda in Breath of the Wild, where in the English voice she does like a fake British accent. It just sounds really bad.
No.
I mean, it works in JoJo because it's very like self-aware and stupid. But it's still like kind of like something about it.
Just, what are you talking about?
German. I am totally German. I did not fake this voice.
JoJo Part 2 dub is the best in the world.
JoJo. It's just like, it's just really like JoJo-esque. Like, it's not stupid. The best dub. It's not like a Fooly Cooly level dub or like a Cowboy Bebop level dub. It's not the best, but it's like, it fits.
Hey, man, I love it. I don't care.
No, I love it too. I'm not saying it's... I'm just acknowledging that it's stinky.
It's got a little stink to it.
It's a little stinky boy.
Like, the roles, like, at least the voices match what I think feel like that they would sound like. That's the most important thing.
Like, Joseph just sounds really pretentious.
Yeah.
And then...
So cocky.
I love, like, Speedwagon's voice in the dub is godlike. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Speedwagon's voice is beautiful.
Even Speedwagon gets old.
Even Speedwagon has a good voice.
Straight So, not so much. I enjoyed Smokey's voice.
Smokey was good.
At Lisa, least Straight So dies fast.
I really liked.
Lisa.
That's probably
Caesar's,
why.
Caesar's was very bad, but very good. Like, it is one of the worst dubbings I've ever heard. Not
what
like
are we fighting for?
No, like not performance-wise. Performance is great. Just the accent.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Is so...
JoJo, this is the last of my
JoJo! JoJo! You buffoon! I can't believe you pushed this man!
Dude, no. Shout-outs. You know what? Shout-outs to... We forgot one important character. Shout-outs to Mark.
The squirrel at the
shout-outs
end.
Shout-outs to Mark, the
sorry,
German
Mark.
Soldier.
Sorry, Mark. You died.
I felt so bad for Mark. He was like...
He was going home that week.
He's going to get married.
Now you must...
Oh, yeah.
Tell my beloved, take care of her.
And then Caesar died as well.
Oh, oops. No. Oops.
Who's going to take care of her now?
Not me.
Me neither.
No.
You pick her as best girl.
You're right.
Should oh, well.
Have. She's dead.
I don't even remember her name.
Guys, we have to notify the wife.
Guys, we must notify the wife!
Oh, no, not again.
Okay, guys, let's get into rankings before we dive back into the
hold
worst.
Hold up.
Let me give part one?
Let me just say this.
Yeah?
Rewatching,
where's the Google Doc?
Rewatching part two.
There it is.
Made me change my mind from my previous opinion saying that part four was the best into thinking that part two and one are the best for me. Because there's so much there. There's so much mystery. There's so much... more kind of lore that I personally enjoy.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
I'm typing it in.
Something
so I don't forget the joke.
Well, I guess I can continue as long as you...
Yes. Yeah, you're all good.
Well, I mean, like the fact that one... Part two should always just be watched with part one, I believe. Even though it can stand alone. It's just that you would miss out on all the background information, the lore, the characters, and why they know each other. The mystery of the stone masks was good. I just wish they had more
like more depth into it, just like instead of just like a, I believe it was like a 10-minute intro of like, hey, we're an undying race. Hey, I'm inherently evil. I'm going to kill you all because you don't understand me. And, you know, it's just, I wish that they could have just built off more. What are we giggling about?
I give it a 4.20.
I get it.
Have we seriously not made that joke yet?
No, I brought it up last time.
A couple weeks ago.
I give Sunshine a 4.20. You know what? I like JoJo a little bit more than Sunshine. I like Part 2 a little bit more.
Part 2 is great.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 2 Battle Tenders.
Battle Tendies?
Those are my tendies.
I'll give Part 2 a 4.3.
Good.
I'll fix it in the Google Doc. Because it's real good. And I forgot how real good it is.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I wasn't expecting to just sit there and enjoy
it. It's not as good as Nichijou, to me. Just to me.
Okay.
I also really, really like Nichijou.
What did I give Part 1? Part 1, if I remember correctly, I gave it 3.5, even though I loved it to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave it 3.5 because it was a good setup.
Yeah, it's a good... Okay.
I gave it a 4 because I love it.
Dude, it's great.
And this...
I can go first if you want. I don't want, you know.
Go first.
You're the host of this one. I guess technically we're all still the host of this one, maybe.
No, I'm the host of this one.
Didn't we all host the first one, though? Can't we just say?
Yeah, but then it messes up the order. Messes up the order.
Okay, but we still all agreed to watch this once part 5 was announced.
Well, yeah, but we just messed up the order.
It's okay. Okay,
fine. Well, I'm going to give this part a 4.0. What did I get? What's my highest rating?
4.8.
No, wait, really? I gave something a 4.8?
Yeah, you gave Space Dandy a 4.8.
Where is that?
Is this equal to Space Dandy?
Oh, right, no. This... Wow, that's a near perfect score. Jeez. No, I'd give this a 4.7. I very much enjoyed this. Like, this could have been perfect, but I just wanted some more. Just a little bit more.
Yeah. I'm sticking with you with that 4.7.
Hey, there we go.
Because, like, boys, you know how much I love JoJo.
JoJo's great.
How I've literally consumed every piece of JoJo media possible at this point. Like, I've watched this goddamn part 4 times now.
Chair.
Chair goes squawk. But I don't, it's just, it's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, the one thing that JoJo always trumps over, like, every other show. It's just fun. Like, we have, like, these big old monster scary people, but then we have, like, little metal clackers, and then he's like, you got brass knuckles in your pocket, you dingus. And he's like, oh, brass knuckles.
You're dumb.
He was. He was just a stinky man with a gross mustache.
That's not the Wario I grew up with. That's not Wario.
Yeah, I just give it 4.7. It's just a lot of fun.
I was unsure how I would feel rewatching JoJo Part 2, but knowing now watching rewatching it, yeah, I can tell you,
it
I could probably
well.
Yeah, I could rewatch it again
in terms of me. Yeah,
like, I understand. Yeah, you, Chuck.
I have rewatched it.
Enough time had passed for me to like enjoy it a second time a lot.
Mm-hmm. God, it's so good.
It's just good times.
Guys,
all
give it a chance. Just go for it.
And speaking about times, what are we going to watch next week, Pino? Next time?
Should we still... Are we just moving? Okay, let's see. Next time.
Get it? It's time.
Oh, dang. I meant to change that. But LOL, we're going to watch Golden Time.
We're not changing it.
We're not changing it. I wanted to, but we're going to watch Golden Time. We're going to take a step back from the Muscle Man tired people to just a typical story of college kids.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's Pino.
Yeah?
Hi, Pino.
Hi. I thought you were going to finish the sentence.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, I hope you like a good romantic story.
I can't wait to cry.
I can't wait to feel again. All right, guys.
I wish I had emotions.
Guys, Pino hasn't felt anything since
I haven't
since
felt
Von
much
Stroll
of anything since my guinea pig
replaced his heart
died
with a machine.
And then Pino's machine heart grew 5 times that day. And he realized
everyone.
German engineering really was the best in the world.
Hey, guys.
Guys, that was the book.
For watching JoJo. That was a podcast, all right. It's just a lot of fun. I'm really glad that we were able to do this.
Yeah, so what are
part 5 is coming out. Huh?
What are the qualifications for us doing part 3 now?
Well, we had to do it before part 5 because I want to talk about part 5 like as soon as it ends.
Well, oh God, we can't. No, because that means we're going to have to zoom through all of JoJo by like the end of this year.
I don't mind.
Tarantino it, do it out of order.
No, we can't do that.
Oh, no. Right, part 3 is pretty long now that I think about it. Part 3 is 2 parts.
We're going to watch them all as one part.
Yeah, we'll watch it all as one.
Okay. We should, I think I have an idea of how to do that, but yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, I mean, like, we start now.
Wrong!
While watching the other episodes and just...
Wrong!
We watch the OVA.
We read the one with Kakyoin lays an egg.
Loser says no.
No. No, he got me.
He got him.
What a funny guy that Garbalax was. Anyway, this has been the Funky AMA podcast. The guy who's now dead, but like no one really noticed it. Well, that was Garb. Ooh, I don't think that's how dead people sound.
Yeah, it is.
The one who fell asleep but told me to wake him up before I went. Well, that's Pino.
Hey, are you awake? Jitterbug. A boom boom into my heart.
And still the best, still the most important, still the fan favorite. And I like to drive metal vehicles. Well, that's me, Chuck.
Great. Crunchyroll, please sponsor me.
Guys, please sponsor Pino.
Let me grow in the ranks. I'm like third.
It's kind of bad when you're 3rd out of 3, isn't it?
A little bit. At least we're only
a couple episodes away from season 2.
Yeah, guys, goodness. I don't think we've actually mentioned this at all. We're going to be doing 26 episodes, and that'll be our first season done of the Funky Anime Podcast.
You mean we got renewed?
No, we did
they
not.
They signed my contract.
I told them that it was a card for my niece, and then I kind of slipped the contract right under it, and they signed the contract.
Oh, sure, I'll sign it for them.
Oh, no! You got to me. Joke's on you. You signed on the Funky A podcast for another season.
At least you didn't. We'll have a new OP. We're thinking about redoing some visuals too.
Yeah, some new assets. The same shitty people though, so
I'll still support in the background.
Guys, Pino's moral support. He's doing his hardest.
I'm doing my best.
Poor guy.
My back hurts.
he's really the one that keeps this podcast together.
No, I'm not.
He's the glue.
He's the flex.
I'm the hormone that disappears after the season and makes me sad.
He just disappears.
Remember when he uses it once in part 3 and I was so happy?
Remember when he punches the camera and then he was like, that was hormone. And we're like, why?
Wow.
Why did you punch his camera? Now you have to buy a new one.
Yeah, he's like, this camera costs $30.
Couldn't they bring Come on back if they wanted to?
I wish.
I mean,
I don't think they would.
I don't think at this point, no.
Yeah. I don't think they would, but they could.
Why would Araki do that?
Because he's a stinko.
What? Yeah. Gets a gun, shoots Hamon. Why would Sans do this? Good time.
He really liked that joke.
That was good. Somebody do that for us.
Guys,
this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. We've been the 3 Weebros. We never say that. You should make sure if you do want to stay up to date on everything, follow us on Twitter, which is at 3aweebros, TREEAWEEBROS, or follow us or subscribe to us on YouTube. We put up discussion videos as well, surprisingly, that aren't anime all the time. We've done one non-anime so far, so that's exciting.
We add Spanish videos daily. Oh wait, no, we don't.
We do daily Garfield reviews, except on Monday
because I hate Monday.
And on Wednesdays we wear pink. This has been the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm sorry. If you're still here, I'm sorry.
Guys, make sure to review us on iTunes. That actually really helps. And whatever. Just fucking be cool.
Spotify, please approve us.
Guys, Spotify and iHeartRadio, make sure to email them telling them that they should approve our show.
CC us, though.
Guys, yeah, make sure so that we can see it, too, so we can feel the warmth of your hatred. Anyway, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. Hope you had a great time. Stay fapping, my friends.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. That was a terrible episode.
That was amazing.